the VOA studios in Washington, D.C., around the world, and direct to you. This is today's Hit Countdown. My name is Shauna Renee. You can call me the Lady DJ, and I'm happy to have you here as I count down the top 20 songs in pop music according to Billboard magazine and you, the VOA listeners, for the week ending August 10th, 2024. And listen, if you are a country music fan, well, you're going to want to put on your cowboy boots and your 10-gallon hat because we've got a ton of country songs on this week's countdown. In fact, one of them may very well be on top of the chart. You'll have to wait and see, but not for long because we're going to get right into it with this week's number 20 song. This is Marshmello and Kane Brown with Miles on It on today's Hit Countdown.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean.
All night, no breaks, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast. My foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey, baby, slow it down. Let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it.
Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you.
kids are in town for a funeral. So pack the car and dry your eyes. I know they got plenty of young blood left in them. And plenty nights under pink skies you taught them to enjoy. So clean the house, clear the drawers, mop the floors, and stand tall like no one's ever been here before at all. And don't you mention all the inches that are scraped on the door frame. We all know you tiptoed up to 4-1 back in the way. Funeral. And the grass all smells the same as the day he broke your arm swinging on that kid out on the river. You bailed him out, never said a thing about Jesus or the way he's living. Pink skies, you taught them to enjoy.
Zach Bryan with Pink Skies on today's Hit Countdown. Coming in at number 16, Zach Bryan is taking another break from Instagram. If you search his page, you'll discover it's set to private. He made the change shortly after posting a response to a comment made about his parents on the Primetime Country Music Instagram page. It's unclear, however, if comments from fans criticizing his tour performance contributed to his decision as well. Fans apparently are very concerned that he may be burned out from all of the touring and maybe in need of a break. No worries if he decides to take one. Well, he'll still be here on The One. Also here, we've got Morgan Wallen and Ernest. This is Cowgirls, this week's number 15 song on today's Hit Countdown.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of bug wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all don't live cow. Like whiskey, how they wake up, take on off, not even miss me. Leave this heartbroken.
ghost town world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up ranks. Cold in your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine because it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
Delicious Birds of a Feather at number 10 this week on today's Hit Countdown. Hello there. My name is Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ. You can find me on social media at VOA Lady DJ. And it's time now for Word on the Tweets. The tweets are talking about Demi Lovato, who is set to co-direct a new documentary on Hulu that will focus on the lives of child stars. The documentary aims to shed light on the unique challenges and pressures faced by young performers in the entertainment industry. Demi Lovato, who began their career as a child star, brings a personal perspective to the project, hoping to provide an authentic portrayal of the experiences of child actors. The documentary will feature interviews from Drew Barrymore, Kenan Thompson, Raven Simone, and other former child stars, industry experts, and mental health professionals, offering a comprehensive look at the impact of early fame on young lives. The tweets are also talking about the 2024 MTV Video Music Award nominations. They're out, with Taylor Swift leading the pack with 10 nods. Swift's hit song Fortnite, which features Post Malone, is up for major awards like Video of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Collaboration. Right behind Taylor is Post Malone with 9 nominations, including several for Fortnite and another for his collaboration with Morgan Wallen. Ariana Grande, Eminem, and Sabrina Carpenter each have received 6 nominations in categories like Artist of the Year and Best Direction. The 2024 VMAs will air live from New York on September the 10th. Finally, the tweets are talking about Drake, who surprised fans by releasing 100 gigabytes of content to a new website. This includes 3 unreleased songs featuring Young Thug, 21 Savage, and Latto. The content also features behind-the-scenes footage from music video shoots and studio sessions, and a rare glimpse into Drake's creative process and collaborations with artists like Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Rihanna. You can see the 100 gigs of content on 100gigs, that's the number 100.org. For more information on these and other stories, you can find me across social media platforms. I am at VOA Lady DJ 1. Now, let's get back to the countdown. With this week's number 9 song, it's Sabrina Carpenter with Please, Please, Please on THC.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not you're different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby,